something that I've always had a strong value of now in my philosophy from a strength point of view is to try and be consistent with our strength exercises, particularly lower body lifts and those ones that are quite demanding that we want to get some good loads out to keep our strength up, like the trap bar deadlift.
Hello and welcome to the High Performance Podcast for AFL staff and athletes, sponsored by Prepare Like a Pro. Make sure if you haven't already to subscribe to our YouTube channel. I host a live monthly episode Q&A for Australian rules footballers and another one for strength and conditioning coaches. I hope you enjoy this interview. Please share with a friend or a teammate that you think will value this episode.
Best way to structure footy for Sunday games. So the fact that you've written games, that's a good thing. So I'm assuming you got 7 day recovery. So you for all those listening in that train and prepare for Sunday games, this would be my advice for a typical week. And that would be to have your first training session for the week. So your P1 on a Tuesday, second training session on the week on Thursday. And then if possible, depending on the level you're playing and then everyone's schedules and including coaches, staff and players, having what we call captain's run on a Saturday for Sunday game. And how that would look specifically from your conditioning, strength and power to football. Tuesday would be very much feel good football fundamentals point of view. So you'd be doing active recovery and you want the athletes feeling better than when they came in from that recovery point of view. But then the coaches are also getting in some good craft. They're probably hosting their review for the week. What should you eat before and after a game? From a personal point of view, more than happy to share my experience. I don't play football, but if I did, I would work back from the game day. So let's say you're playing 2 p.m. on a Saturday, wake up at your normal routine time. My first meal might be around 8:30 a.m. On game day, you want to have familiar foods. So I'd typically be eating something that I know my digestive system can stomach well on game day. So you're not going in with upset stomach, which is particularly important when you're on game day, because that way you're going to go in feeling good. You don't want to be disturbed going into a game. So familiar foods, first meal around 8:30, 9 o'clock. And then roughly, let's say your driving time would be 40 minutes to an hour, typically to games. So that's when I'd time my meal just before that drive. So that way it's a 3 hour period before your second main meal. So that way you're well digested before going into your next game. Bit of a sore foot from playing a lot of footy last week. Any tips to eat right for Saturday? Lucas, I would get that foot assessed, mate, because we want to make sure we're looking after our feet. So firstly, get a diagnosis so you got clarity, both from a physical point of view but also mentally going into the game. You've got plenty of time to recover and book that in with 6 days away from game. So that would be my number one tip. And from a recovery point of view, you can sort of work from there once you've got it. But you followed up there and said it should be okay, which is a good thing. So once you've got that medical clearance, then from there you can wouldn't put too much emphasis on pushing yourself on the first session of the week, even if that means that you need to be off legs. So just do a spin and a strength session in the gym, keep your feet on the ground. Our strength and power program in season. So a quick little story to start with this one. I was working in a program a few years ago and we had an alternating program between our two key lifts for lower body, trap bar, deadlifts and box squats. And what we found around round 4 and 6 is we're having a few lower back issues. Even one key player actually had to miss a game, which was an AFL game. So obviously not what we want, not ideal at all. So what we learned from that, and something that I've always had a strong value of now in my philosophy from a strength point of view, is to try and be consistent with our strength exercises, particularly lower body lifts and those ones that are quite demanding that we want to get some good loads out to keep our strength up, like the trap bar deadlift. So either if we're going to alternate movements, which I no longer do, we sort of just stick with them and then we'll bring in new movements in bye weeks because we haven't got a game that week. Obviously, it's low risk.
If you enjoyed this episode and want even more, our academy is for you. The Prepare Like a Pro Academy is a platform that hosts exclusive features and bonus content, such as a Q&A segment aimed at getting to know the guests on a more personal level. Here's an example with Emily Meehan, head sports dietitian at Collingwood Football Club.
What are things that fire you up?
Oh, this one is always, I suppose it is, it'll be topical for most people, I think, but staying in your lane. And I often find that with nutrition, everyone eats, so everyone has an opinion. And I think that's what really gets me fired up because so many people try and provide nutrition advice based on their N of one experience when they did intermittent fasting or keto or whatever it might be. And then
game changes,
game changes, whatever that might be. And look, it probably keeps me in a job, but that it does drive me insane because sometimes the information can be so detrimental and opposite to what I've been working with my athlete or athletes. And, you know, and because they hear it on someone's socials or through a documentary, it unravels everything that I've been working with an athlete.
Another feature of our academy is the opportunity each week to join myself as co-host on the Prepare Like a Pro live chat show. Here's an example with academy member Rama Davies, the strength conditioning coach at the Box Hill Hawks.
Welcome, Rama, to the chat. Rama has also worked at Box Hill, or currently he's working at Box Hill Hawks with us. Awesome. So he's another Box Hill man in the strength and conditioning department. So I'll handle it over to you, Rama, to ask your question, mate. Thanks for joining us.
Excellent. Thanks, Jack. And yeah, thanks, thanks, Sam, for the chat. It was I found it to be really insightful, plenty of gems in there, and I enjoyed it a lot. Mate, my question to you was, you spoke quite a bit about perspective during that chat, and I was wondering what are some of the things that you either know or do physically that you wish you either knew or did back at the beginning of your career? What are some of those things?
Yeah, good question. Yeah, so I suppose with perspective on life, that sort of point, it certainly has been massive for me now, and didn't probably have that as much when I was younger. I suppose one thing I might mention is gratitude. I spend a lot of my time doing a lot of gratitude exercises, listening to podcasts, doing a journal every day just a bit to say what I'm grateful for, sort of three things. And that's a fantastic way that I've been able to, reset and just kind of gain that gratitude and perspective about, you know, that there is more to life than football, or, you know, might be whatever, as an S&C coach, you know, if something's, if you're having a hard time, it can be massive with just opening your eyes a little bit and losing that sort of tunnel vision or being stuck in that work bubble. So that's been huge. I think I wish back then when I was younger I asked more questions and was a bit more open to different things. I think I was a bit single-minded back then, and I thought there was one way of doing things, and if I kind of didn't have that fear of, you know, asking a silly question or fear of judgment, it would have got me a lot further, and I probably would have learned a lot quicker. Being open to sort of different things, because you never know what you might find. It's just, there's so many people, like great people out there, knowledgeable people to learn off.
And there's plenty more where that came from. If you would like to learn more, then enter patreon.com/preparelikeapro or head to the link in our show notes. Thank you for listening to the Prepare Like a Pro podcast. If you like this episode, it'd be a massive help if you could like, follow, rate, give a review, or even share with your mates. The show is recorded in Melbourne, Australia. Be sure to follow our Instagram page for all updates on our latest and greatest. If you would like to get in touch to suggest a guest or advertise with the Prepare Like a Pro podcast, please email me at jack@preparelikeapro.com. Thanks so much for tuning in.